It is worth asking the question, what is an experience, and more importantly, how can we create one? There's a lot of talk about experience in business right now. Experience design, customer experience, the experience economy, return on experience, the books, blogs, TED Talks. Everybody seems to be an experience expert. Turns out that most of these experts actually don't teach us anything new about experiences. Most of them just talk about services. See this very nicely in the context of journey mapping, this idea that experience design is about steering people's interaction with other people and technology over time. That is an experience design. That's a 1980s way of looking at service delivery. So we need to stop using the experience label when all we really talk about is service. Experience design isn't journey mapping. Experience design is all about empowering consumers to go on the journey of their own. And that requires not just mapping journeys, but actually enabling journeys by shaping the cultural fabric to gather people and things around a particular problem or idea. So experience design, turns out, is actually not about the small stuff, as in journey mapping. It's about the big stuff. It's a type of cultural activism. That's what I call big design.